Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. It's a Wednesday morning. So I wonder if there's a part of you that you would like to change. For most of us, I think, there are aspects of ourselves that we might wish were a little different. And sometimes, there might be a feeling as though it's impossible to change. And the older we get, we might assume that, well, the longer we've been alive, the more solid those qualities become, and therefore the less likely it is to change. But today I'd like to kind of reframe that a little differently and maybe offer a glimmer of hope that we can change at any age. And look, I say this as not only someone who's getting on in years, but, you know, we've had people along at Headspace in their 70s, 80s and 90s learning meditation and talking about how, even at that age, it's really transformed their thinking, the way they feel about themselves and about particular aspects of themselves. And I'm always fascinated by this idea of impermanence and change and how everything is in constant flux all of the time. If we think about the physical body, for example, okay, so more than, I don't know exactly how many, but I know there's more than 30 trillion cells in the body, and that those cells are refreshed, replaced in full every 6 months. Something like that. We're on a sort of a cycle. So even though we look at our physical body and we might assume that it is solid, that it's fixed, that it kind of is what it is, well, in truth, the entire physical body is being refreshed and replenished over that period of time. So then we might think, yeah, sure, but what about our thoughts and our mind? That's always the same. And well, if meditation teaches us anything, if mindfulness teaches us anything, it's that the mind is never the same. Sure, we might have the same similar sort of themed thoughts that come back time and time again, but it's never the same thought. It might sound identical in the mind. It may look identical in the mind. But it's always within a different environment because the mind is constantly changing. So if we're able to witness that clearly in our mind and see that thoughts are always changing, feelings are always changing, that our body is always changing, and that our place in the world is always changing, then all of a sudden, things don't feel so fixed. They don't feel so static. There's a feeling, even if it's just a little bit, of freedom, of movement, offering us the possibility and the potential for change. So as you go into your day today, as you go into the rest of the week, just maintaining that idea that there is perhaps a lot more freedom in our mind, in our body, and in our life than when we often like to think. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.